Cameroon's opposition says it is not intimidated by threats from officials who are warning them to stop saying negative things about President Paul Biya. This week, government spokesperson René Emmanuel Sadi said it was unacceptable for people to use irreverent language about the 91-year-old president. Before Sadi's statement, Emmanuel Mariel Jingdent, a top local government officer in the unit where Yaoundé is located, announced he would expel anyone from the capital who insults Biya or state institutions. On Tuesday, Human Rights Watch said Jigden's announcement should be revoked to ensure the right to freedom of expression. The rights group says it is becoming increasingly difficult to speak freely in Cameroon. Paul Atanganji, Cameroon's territorial administration minister, says he is surprised that the opposition criticizes Biya, whom he says is the architect of Cameroon's democracy.
La démocratie et les libertés publiques.
He says democracy given to Cameroonians freely by Biya must be constructively used to build and not to destroy. He says all government and administrative officials should be firm in punishing opposition and civil society members who defy and insult state authority. Nji told State TV on Tuesday that opposition parties that call for protest against state officials will be arrested for rebellion, insurrection and treason. Cameroon's opposition accuses Biya of ruling with an iron fist and says he is not showing signs he is ready to relinquish power. Nda Greenbald, Assistant Secretary General of the Opposition Social Democratic Front Party, says Biya should emulate the example of U.S. President Joe Biden and hand over leadership to a dynamic civilian.
Our president, Paul Biya, is 10 years older than Biden. He's 91 years old. And instead of thinking how to hand over power to the younger generation, his regime is doing everything to impede the rights, the fundamental rights of Cameroonians from assembling and discussing the affairs of their country.
Supporters of Biya say he is a Democrat and has won all elections since the return of multi-party politics in Cameroon in 1990. Biya has not said if he will be a candidate in the next presidential polls, but his party supporters have been organizing regular political rallies to urge him to run for re-election. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.